Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order, today being Monday, October 28th at 11:45 a.m. Mr. Scott, do we have you on the line today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Any changes to the agenda? If not, we'll move on to the consent agenda, consisting of our bill payments and minutes for our last meeting. I'll be looking for resolution for approval for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Any discussion or questions? General Manager Herron, there's an item maybe on page 7 if I could have you discuss.
Thank you, Commissioner Madden. Page 7, as Commissioner Madden referenced, is our railroad management lease, $18,256. That's our annual payment for our lease of 69 that runs basically from the power plant over to 23. And that lease is excluded from state statute. Kevin Marty did a fair amount of research regarding our options to that, and we don't have a lot of options other than to pay that. So it's an annual fee. Other than that, the highlighted capital improvement projects are noted on your agenda or on the accounts payable.
Thank you. Commissioners, any other questions? All right. Kim, if I could have you do a roll call.
Madden?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
That carries. Thank you. All right. So moving along, we have our planning committee minutes, and Commissioner DeBleek will have you address those.
Thank you, Mr. Madden. Planning committee met at 11 a.m. on October 15th. We had discussions concerning the power plant. General Manager Herron opened the discussions with the Planning Committee by presenting background information related to the past and current status of the WMU power plant district heating operations. Will be terminated on June 30, 2020. The Commission has a goal for local generation of 25% of system peak, with taking into consideration reliability and cost. The utility's diesel units have the capacity to generate 12 megawatts, which would equal 20%, leaving only an additional 5% required to achieve the 25% goal. With the newly operational Priam substation, the need for local generation is reduced while reliability and sustainability is increased. Additional future transmission expansions are also planned for 2021 and 2022 at the Wilmer and Priam substation to further increase WMU's transmission assets. As identified in the WMU strategic initiative, staff has been instructed to determine the future of the existing power plant, keeping in mind the needs of the utility in the city of Wilmer. Determination of both functionality and value of the facility are factors for consideration regarding the future direction of the power plant. General Manager Herron continued by providing a PowerPoint presentation entitled Sustainability of the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Power Plant. Topics reviewed in the presentation included background data, power plant operations, flow chart number one for dry standby, flow chart number two for warm standby, and mechanical considerations, staff considerations, and financial considerations. Power plant options will be with the decommissioning of the district heat. A decision regarding the sustainability of the plant must be addressed. Staff will defer a decision by November 1st. With flowchart options, number one, dry standby would be unable to respond in the timely to a catastrophic emergency event. This would require 2 to 3 days to refill plus 10 hours to warm the boiler prior to generating electricity and be unable to retain our RCA with MRES. Warm standby would require to keep the plant and boiler warm at all times and would require purchasing and installing 150 watt 250 horsepower boiler would be available to respond to a local catastrophic event or LMR emergency within 12 hours of non-performance and MISO penalties. This would require seven qualified staff members, including one chief licensed boiler operator. Mechanical consideration, degradation and reliability of the plant due to the age and idle status, winter freeze of the cooling towers, deferred plant repairs that are required, turbine overhaul is needed, and high probability of tube leak issues and breakage, not closing and breakers not closing on feeder water pumps. Staff considerations would be staff may lose knowledge if not run frequently. Under catastrophic conditions, staff may be needed in their respective departments. 24-hour run requires seven qualified staff members. Staffing requirements were further defined by the general manager, Harn. Financial consideration, one-time expense for a warm standby option would be 150 horsepower boiler with approximately $200,000. Yearly expenses, maintain gas and labor, RCA capacity payments will reduce the overall cost, but the net cost would still be at $643,421. Other expenses, a turbine overhaul over 5 years is estimated at $1 million. Deferred plant maintenance cost of $510,000. Cost of maintaining adequate competent staff. MISO penalties would be incurred if called upon but unable to deliver. Rate study did not include the expenses above capacity payments. Recap, the plant is not designed to be a standby generation source. The age and condition of the power plant increases concerns regarding reliability and capacity of the facility. Maintaining qualified staff after June 30, 2020. Seven qualified plant personnel will be available and willing to take on the task as required. One staff member must hold a chief Class A boiler license. MISO penalties assessed on non-performance and may require a rate adjustment to cover the additional cost to keep the plant operational. The next step, staff is recommending that the planning committee provide a related information to the commission for full review. If we did decommission the plant, renewal of licenses would be ceased, and if we keep the plant operational, licensing of staff would be required, retaining of this licensed staff. Committee asked for full disclosure, cost to keep the plant, loss of permits, loss of chief operating, et cetera. Additional staffing comments for consideration include: anytime we change our primary operations, we would need to notify our permits, and re-permitting is expensive and lengthy. It's to obtain the required revisions. Keeping in mind that the local generation goal of 25% must, keeping in mind that during a catastrophic event, as targets change due to the normal load at that time, consideration for 20% provided by diesel units make up the majority of the 25% goal where we viewed and possible scenarios were discussed. Field of diversity and additional considerations were presented, including additional responsibilities required by plant staff and substation controls and internal infrastructure at the power plant would need to be relocated if the plant were to be raised. Insurance policies are affected due to the need for power plant insurance. Heating in all three facilities will need to be addressed, and plant would be expensive to maintain. The question of repurposing of the power plant was discussed, but the size and construction of the facility and boiler encased in the actual structure, it would be extremely expensive to redesign or repurpose for future use. There are structural issues which would need to be addressed. And General Manager Hearn stated that the city has no interest in the facility for their use. Was a recommendation and action of the committee that Commissioner Mattern will submit additional questions to staff concerning power plant issues and concerns permitting cheap boiler license renewals, potential benefits of keeping the plant operational, etc. This additional information will be included in the power plant presentation and reviewed by the full commission at a work session to be scheduled in the near future, and is the intent to have a discussion regarding pertaining to the power plant by November 12th or sooner, given the power plant personnel significant time to plan for their futures accordingly. And that meeting is scheduled for November 5th at 11 a.m. at this time, so. Item two, the committee discussed transmission investment. With the increased benefits of transmission investment becoming more important, the commission had directed staff to be proactive in investigating potential opportunities that may arise to increase the utility's transmission assets. Staff electrical engineer Smith provided a confidential document provided by MERS for discussion regarding a transmission investment opportunity in our area. The scope of this project relates to the Benson area as a means of resolving long-term generation concerns with additional upgrades to the Wilmer area. A presentation regarding the Benson area project Wilmer portion was reviewed, and the study is led by GRE with the involvement from Otter Tail Power, XL Energy, WMU, and MRES. Upgrades to the Wilmer area were discussed. Ideally, the target project completion date would be 2021. And the estimated financial impact of the project to the utility would be approximately $1.5 million. As an existing transmission owner, this would allow Wilmer the opportunity to expand its transmission investment portfolio. While the project currently is more directed to improving the energy sources to the Benson area, more focus related to the Wilmer area include planning work would be forthcoming, including area study ratings, reviews, and long-range planning. The investment opportunity would increase Wilmer's transmission strength and reliability while adding future revenues when in service. Director of Finance Rogge reviewed with the committee the financial impact and projection. This project would entail upfront cost, estimated cost, five-year statement cash flows, etc. The transmission project will be submitted to MISO planning process, MTEP, and should qualify for transmission inclusion in the GRE pricing zone. The cost recovery would be through the MISO attachment O, and technical work should be completed by GRE shortly. General Manager Hearn stated that this project will move forward with or without the utility's present participation. This investment opportunity would add value to Wilmer's transmission assets and would have an impact on the overall performance of our power grid as it relates to the Benson, Wilmer, and surrounding areas. was a recommendation of the committee following discussion. There was a consensus of the planning committee to fully support and pursue participation in the presented transmission build-out project with the potential investment of up to $1.5 million. The commission considered the benefits of this project and would be highly advantageous investment and would be a means to bolster utility reliability and assets in stabilizing our power grid needs. Third item, we had a discussion about policies and procedures. Director of Finance Roger reviewed with the committee a summary outlining the current disconnection procedure for unpaid utility bills. We further provided billing examples reflecting the notice distributed to customers regarding their payment requirements, payment options and availability, and disconnection date if payment is not received. Note disconnections to continue during the winter months as outlined per the annual cold weather rules. Will be further added due to the time constraints and staffing reductions. We normally do not physically contact the customers. However, explanations are being made as needed. Disconnecting services are negative situations. Therefore, as long as the customer contacts the utility to make payment arrangements, we will work with the customer to find a mutual acceptable solution. It was further noted that earlier this year, customer billing date cycles were revised, penalties were waived related to the change in the billing dates, and appropriate customer service training is essential when dealing with the customers facing possible disconnection of service. Yes, with that, the committee adjourned at 12:44 p.m. And yes, if there are questions, we would stand to answer those, and not the motion to file these minutes.
I do have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Question.
Yeah. Is the investment 10.5 million or 1.5 million?
10.5
million.
This is the number in the document.
Okay, correct. Okay. Good.
Any other questions? Okay, there is. Go ahead.
I guess the upcoming discussion on the power plant on November 5th, it'll be important to be and attend that planning discussion meeting, so that would be for the full commission.
Yeah, I would concur with that. I want to make sure that everybody's there if possible. We're looking for full commission input on what we're going to do at that power plant moving forward. So we did not want to come back with a recommendation. We wanted to come back with, let's all discuss this. So anything else? We have a motion and a second on the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that carries. The next item is we're looking for a motion to support the transmission build-out. This is item number 2 in the minutes that was presented. This is something that we had been budgeting for kind of a little further out in our future plans, but this opportunity has arisen sooner than we expected, and as a planning committee, we feel that this is important that we take advantage of it. As noted, the investment could be up to $10.5 million. We don't know for sure if we'll be able to get that full amount, but we would like to participate as much as we possibly can with that. General Manager Heron, do you have any comments that you want to add to that particular concept?
Thank you, Commissioner Matter, and thank you, Commissioner DeBleek, for the recap of the minutes. Unless there's additional questions regarding what's in the minutes, I would have no further additions to them. However, the investment at this point in time, it's in a planning process, as the minutes note. It's advantageous for us to be involved and pursue that investment. And where we end up, we're not sure yet. We need to negotiate that with GRE ownership of those assets. So projections are 10.5 is the estimate. And DGR is working on firming that estimate up from an engineering perspective, and then we will be meeting with GRE to discuss ownership of those investments. So more to come on it.
With that, I, go ahead, Commissioner.
Just further comment, I know this talks about the Benson area and the Wilmer area. The assets that we're talking about strictly only affect the Wilmer's system that are going in. There's a lot more to this project than just the 10.5 million. It's a major project that's going to upgrade the power or the power reliability within the whole area. So I think just want to make it clear that we're not, it's affecting Benson, but the whole project is for Wilmer and MU, so.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBleek. Yeah, this is part of a larger thing for sure, and so I think it's important that we take part in this. With that, I would offer a motion that we direct staff to continue to pursue this option. We're looking for a second.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further questions or discussion on this? We're all good? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that carries as well. All right. Thank you. Moving along, we have our monthly financial reports. Director of Finance Runge.
Thank you. We'll start by taking a look at the Electric Division financial statement. The yellow on the top is our revenue. Year to date, we're at $25,262,850. That is approximately $35,000 less than last year at this point in the year. Looking in the orange boxes is the expenses, $19,420,205. Again, we're about just under $30,000 less than last year on our expenses. And margins in the green, we're at $4,635,765. We are $263,619 ahead of last year at this point in the year. Moving on to the water division. Revenue $2,238,208. We are $190,817 ahead of last year. In the orange boxes are the expenses, $1,328,235. We are ahead of last year, $13,377. And our margins, $956,668. We're $193,593 ahead of last year. Moving on to the district heat in the yellow, $404,618. We are $218,452 behind last year at this point in the year. Expenses, $252,607. We are approximately $78,602 below last year on expenses. And overall margins, $184,697. Our margins year to date are down compared to last year, $128,543. And taking a look at our combined financial statements, revenue of $27,905,677, pretty even with last year. We're just $62,765 below last year. Expenses, $21,147, $94,429 below last year at this point in the year. And in the green, overall margins, $5,777,130. We are $328,669 ahead of last year. And if you would take a look at the next tab on your agenda, we've included some graphs. We're looking for feedback, but this graphs the revenue, expenses, and retained earnings year-to-date compared to last year at this point in time. You can see on the revenue in the blue is our current year. We're consistently ahead of last year. Now September, we're pretty even with it. Expenses, again, they're actually a little bit below this year and pretty even when we get to September. And overall retained earnings or margins, year-to-date, we're ahead of last year. So if anyone has any input on additional graphs they would like to see, anything different on these graphs, please let us know and we'll make those adjustments. Next tab in your agenda is our investment portfolio. Year to date, we have a yield of 2.29%. The benchmarking numbers are below, and I did add one additional one, which is our 4M fund earnings for the month of September. So you can see our average year to date is more than the earnings that we would have made leaving the money in the checking account for the month of September. Is there any questions on any of the financials or the investments?
Well, questions. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate the additional information as well. I think that's helpful to be able to compare some graphs, and just the more data we've got, the more that we can get a good handle on what's going on. So thank you. All right, moving along, we have our cost of power report, and Denise, I'll have you take that one as well.
All right. Again, cost of power is in graph format. You will see month of June, for the month of June, the average cost per kilowatt was 8.1 cents, July 8.6, and August 8.3. Year-to-date average, we're still at 0.064, 0.065, and 0.067. The reason for those months being a little bit higher when we switched over to MRES, just a reminder that MRES has summer, winter, and shoulder month rates. And so at the point we switched over to MRES, we were in the highest rates of June, July, and August. So now we will see in September, we will be in some of the lowest rates that we have on our contracts. So you'll see that number come down. But we do expect that average to remain pretty consistent in that approximately 6.5 cent range.
Thank you. Any questions on the report there? All right. Next, unfortunately, we have received notice from Commissioner McDonald that he is resigning from the commission. He has accepted a new job, so we wish him the best in those endeavors. He and his family will be relocating towards the Twin Cities area. We certainly thank him for his service and the input that he's provided to the commission. It's always sad to see someone leave us, but with that, we've got a couple of things to take care of. First of all, I will need a motion to accept his resignation.
So move. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries. And then if I could add to that, with the vacancy, we do have an open seat. So anybody that might have some names that they would want to recommend, certainly not looking for them at this moment, but maybe contact General Manager Heron or the mayor with those recommendations. And we would appreciate that. With that, I'll move on to the General Manager's report.
Thank you, Commissioner Manner. First item there is WVU invitation to attend Impact Leadership Workshop. We talked about it a little bit last month. Madam Chair asked if the commission, if it was open to the commission, and yes, it is open to the commission. However, we need a commitment for setup, so I'll have Beth push out an email asking the commissioners if they're interested and if they'd be able to attend. So when you receive that email from Beth, please respond back and we will make accommodations accordingly. Other than that, I would have nothing further to add to the update.
Thank you. Anything else to come before the commission today? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.